Thank you. Before I begin, let me say, I do not claim to be the best judge of talent, but I cannot imagine being part of a greater induction class than the one I belong to with my fellow inductees. Jim Gregory, Scott Stevens, Ron Francis, and Mark Messier. Gentlemen, the privilege of entering the hall this evening is made all the more special with you as my classmates. Congratulations to all of you, and thank you for your contributions to our great game. At every stage of my life, hockey has given me something I wouldn't otherwise have. Opportunity, challenges, blessings, rewards, responsibility, friendship, and most importantly, family. Hockey has brought me here this evening to the Hockey Hall of Fame to accept an award that is simply unimaginable. We all grow up dreaming of winning a Game 7 in overtime or raising the Stanley Cup over our heads. But no one pictures themselves making an acceptance speech in the Hall of Fame. And that's why tonight is the most moving and humbling experience I've had in my career. For that, I sincerely thank the selection committee, but above all, I thank this great game of ours. My career and my life have been influenced by countless coaches, teammates, family, and friends. In my youth, it started with my parents, Alec and Annie Mae McGinnis, who made incredible sacrifices so six McGinnis boys could play the game of hockey. I am grateful to Albert McDonald, who allowed me to travel to tournaments and genuinely experience all that hockey has to offer. I thank my midget coach, Don McIsaac, who saw my skating on right wing for what it was poor, and rather than releasing me, suggested I playing defense, so I did. I was only 16 when I headed west to play junior for the Regina Pat Blues. Being away from my family and friends for the first time, nearly 3,000 miles from home, would have been daunting if not for the fortune of rooming with Barry Trotz and the friendship of teammate Garth Butcher. Later, with the Kitchener Rangers, I continued my development with roommates and teammates I grew very close to, Mike Eagles and Wendell Young. I thank all of these men for the roles they played in my career and life. Thanks to good fate and my good friend Don Meehan, I was lucky to play for only two teams in my National Hockey League career, and I'm proud to say that both were and are first-class organizations, the Calgary Flames and the St. Louis Blues. The Calgary Flames epitomized leadership from Harley Hotchkiss and his partners to my coaches, teammates, and trainers, to Gary Suter, my roommate, for nine terrific seasons, and to the one man who set the ultimate NHL example for my generation, our captain, Lanny McDonald. I will always recall my career in Calgary, where I won a Stanley Cup with extreme fondness. In particular, I must thank two men for making it possible to play in the National Hockey League and wear the Flame sweater. Cliff Fletcher, who understood he would have to be patient with this young defenseman, and patient he was. And Al McNeil, who emphasized conditioning, fitness, discipline, and insisted that I would succeed. I did not want to let him down, and I thank him for his guidance. In 1994, I was traded to the St. Louis Blues. I am grateful to the two men who brought me to St. Louis, Chairman Mike Shanahan Sr. and General Manager Ron Curran. And I thank our new owner, Dave Checkets, for revitalizing the Blues franchise that I continue to represent with much pride. I am grateful to my coaches, teammates, and trainers in St. Louis. And I'm also deeply indebted to the man who made it possible for me to finish one career on the ice and start another in the front office and allowed me and my family to call St. Louis home. Thank you, Larry Plow. And to Wendy Plow, keep battling. Everyone in hockey is thinking of you. The McGinnis family is big, caring, and always near, no matter how many miles separate us. My parents, brothers, and sisters were all instrumental in my arrival as a player in person, and their effect on me is profound and lasting. Above and beyond all, there are my children, Carson, Ryan, Lauren, and Riley. their mother, my wife, and best friend, Jackie. The stability, support, and love that Jackie and my children have given me, without condition, is why I'm here tonight. I love you, and I thank you. My life's journey has been blessed, and I thank my family, friends, the game of hockey, and the good Lord for my continued good fortune. With that, my final thought this evening is a tribute to where this wonderful journey began 44 years ago. To the people of Nova Scotia, you are my neighbors, my classmates, my relatives, my friends. You are good people. To represent you as the first person ever from Nova Scotia to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame is a privilege of the highest degree. My place in this hall is your place as well. Thank you and good night.